Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
The Whaley House in San Diego, California, is widely regarded as one of the most haunted houses in America, with a rich history of paranormal activity dating back to its construction in 1857. The story of its haunting began even before the house was built, setting the stage of legacy of supernatural occurrences. Now, before I begin on this podcast episode, I'd like to invite you all to follow along on thescarecast.com. There you will find the full script and any ghost photographs mentioned during the episode. Simply click the link in the show description to access the content. Feel free to keep the podcast playing in the background while you browse the website for a more immersive experience. The land where the Whaley House stands was originally the site of a public gallows, where in 1852, a man known as Yankee Jim Robinson was executed for stealing a boat. James Yankee Jim Robinson was a notorious figure in San Diego's early history. He was a tall, blonde Canadian, likely a former sailor who came to California in 1842 after serving in the Navy. And some historians believe that he acquired the nickname Yankee either during his time in the Navy or while prospecting for gold in Northern California. In the summer of 1852, Yankee Jim Robinson found himself in serious trouble in San Diego. He and two accomplices were caught attempting to steal a rowboat from the San Diego harbor. Their arrest was swift and violent, with Yankee Jim being beaten before being taken into custody. The subsequent trial took an unexpected turn when prosecutor James W. Robinson, no relation to Yankee Jim, presented a dramatic accusation. He claimed that Yankee Jim's true intention was far more sinister than simply stealing a small boat. According to the prosecutor, Yankee Jim had come to San Diego with the goal of stealing the town's only ship to engage in piracy on the high seas. This accusation simply escalated the severity of the charges against Yankee Jim. What might have been treated as a simple case of attempted theft was now being portrayed as a prelude to a much more serious crime. The trial proceedings were so absurd to Yankee Jim that he reportedly laughed throughout, requiring multiple admonishments to maintain decorum in the courtroom. Interestingly, Yankee Jim's cavalier attitude during the trial stemmed from his belief that the entire proceeding was merely a skit designed to scare him straight. But this misconception would prove to be tragically misguided as the case progressed towards its grim conclusion. After a brief deliberation, the jury, which included two men who owned the stolen rowboat, found Yankee Jim guilty of grand larceny and recommended the death penalty. Judge Benjamin Hayes, who was reportedly drunk during much of the trial, agreed with the jury's verdict. Yankee Jim was sentenced to be hanged the very next day, a sentence that seemed unusually harsh for the crime of stealing a boat. It wasn't until he saw the rope the following day that he realized the last 24 hours of his life had been very real. On September 18, 1852, Yankee Jim Robinson faced a gruesome execution at the gallows, situated where the Whaley House would later stand. The poorly planned hanging became a horrific spectacle due to a critical error. The scaffolding was inadequately constructed for Yankee Jim's towering 6'3" stature. As the mule cart was pulled away, leaving him suspended, his toes grazed the ground, preventing a swift death. Instead of a quick end, Yankee Jim endured a torturous 45-minute ordeal, swinging back and forth like a macabre pendulum as he slowly strangled to death. This botched execution left an indelible mark on the site, setting the stage for the paranormal reputation that would later surround the Whaley House. Interestingly, Thomas Whaley, who would later build his family home on this site, was a spectator at Yankee Jim's execution. Despite witnessing this horrific event, Whaley was not deterred from purchasing the property and constructing his house there only a few years later. The brutal nature of Yankee Jim's death is believed to have cursed the land, setting the foundation for future hauntings. Shortly after the execution, some citizens reported seeing Yankee Jim's ghost in the area of the gallows. And these sightings continued even after the Whaley House was built in 1857. The lingering presence of Yankee Jim's spirit became apparent to the Whaley family soon after they moved in. Thomas Whaley reported hearing heavy footsteps moving about the house, which he described as sounding as though they were made by the boots of a large man. He eventually concluded that these unexplained footfalls were made by Yankee Jim Robinson. The hotel of Yankee Jim became part of the house's lore, with Thomas reportedly telling guests about Yankee Jim's hanging and the subsequent ghostly occurrences. To this day, many visitors to the Whaley House report feeling a choking sensation when passing through the archway between the music room and the parlor, which stands where the gallows once were. This eerie phenomenon is often attributed to the lingering energy of Yankee Jim's traumatic death. The Whaley House's haunted reputation is rooted not only in its location on a former gallows site, but also in the series of tragic events that befell the family shortly after moving in. It was almost as if the family's misfortunes began almost immediately. Thomas Whaley Jr., the second child of Thomas and Anna Whaley, met a tragic fate in the Whaley House. Born within its walls, the infant contracted scarlet fever at just 18 months old and passed away on January 29, 1858. This heartbreaking loss profoundly impacted the family, and many believe that young Thomas's spirit continues to inhabit the house. Visitors and staff frequently report eerie experiences associated with the child's presence, including the sound of infant cries echoing through the halls, the patter of tiny footsteps, and inexplicable giggling when no children are around. Thomas Whaley's daughter, Violet Eloise Whaley, endured a tragically short life marked by deception and heartbreak. On January 5, 1882, she married George T. Bertolacci in a double wedding ceremony with her sister Anna Amelia at the Whaley House. However, their marital bliss was short-lived. Bertolacci soon revealed himself as a con artist who had married Violet solely to gain access to the Whaley family fortune. The marriage crumbled rapidly, with Bertolacci abandoning Violet a mere 2 weeks into their honeymoon. The ensuing divorce process, scandalous for the time, dragged on for nearly a year, subjecting Violet to public scrutiny and shame. And overwhelmed by the emotional turmoil and societal judgment, Violet took her own life on August 19, 1885, at the young age of 22. She used her father's .32-caliber pistol to shoot herself in the chest within the Whaley House, leaving behind a suicide note, quoting Thomas Hood's poem, Bridge of Sighs. Violet's heartbreaking story adds another layer to the Whaley House's haunting legacy. Violet Whaley's tragic demise has left an indelible mark on the Whaley House, with her spirit reportedly being one of the most active presences in the historic building. Numerous visitors have recounted encounters with a young woman's apparition on the second floor, widely believing to be Violet herself. These sightings often occur in areas closely associated with her life and death, such as her bedroom or the spot where she took her own life. Beyond visual manifestations, many guests describe experiencing a profound and inexplicable sense of sorrow in these locations, as if Violet's emotional anguish continues to permeate the atmosphere. Other family members, including Thomas himself, Anna, and their other children, lived and died in the house, with many believed to have remained as spirits. The Whaley House is alive with spectral activity, as the spirits of the family are said to manifest in various eerie ways. Thomas Whaley's apparition is often spotted on the second floor landing area or at the top of the stairs, typically wearing a frock coat and top hat. Anna Whaley's presence is detected through the lingering scent of her French perfume, the sound of her high heels clicking across polished floors, or sightings of her ghost in a green gingham gown on the parlor couch. Even the family dog, Dolly, makes ghostly appearances throughout the house. Visitors frequently report hearing mysterious sounds like music, laughter, and footsteps, while witnessing objects move on their own and lights flickering inexplicably. Cold spots are commonly felt throughout the house, and full-bodied apparitions are often seen on the stairwells. Adding to the tragic lore, a young girl, believed to be Anna Whaley's granddaughter, is said to haunt the dining room where she accidentally ingested poison. Now, after featuring this place on my Instagram page and TikTok, I got a bunch of comments from different people who had experiences at the Whaley House. And before I mention all of these encounters, again, I want to invite you to visit my website, thescarecast.com, and look for the post on the Whaley House. I'll be posting all images referenced in these stories in that post, so you all can see what was captured by the individuals mentioned during their time at the Whaley House. One user, psycho_Xander_, sent me a picture of what appears to potentially show an apparition of Thomas Whaley, taken in the theater room of the house upstairs. He claims that if you zoom into the picture and the curtain and zoom out, you can see a guy with a beard, top hat, and a trench coat forming over the curtain. Apparently, the picture was taken back on November 15th, 2017, and has never been revealed to the public before today. Do you see the figure? I will be pointing these images out on my Instagram page and asking followers if they can make out the figure. So make sure you follow me on Instagram at the Scarecast so you can comment what you think. Funny that this was caught in the theater room, because another user, Devin, at yo_its_dev, had sent me this message. I do remember upstairs in the theater room, I was sitting in the back corner, in the last row against the wall, next to an old girlfriend, and I could feel like the temperature in the area I was in had dropped, and I was touched on the shoulder on the opposite side. So I turned and asked if she felt cold, and she said she felt chilly, but her hands were in her jacket, showing that she couldn't have touched me. Devin also sent me another photograph taken in the room right next to the front door of the Whaley house, apparently inside the parlor room, which is right next to the courtroom, which appears to show a face. Two eyes, a nose, mouth, and chin are visible at the top of the archway. Apparently, the tour guide he was with claimed that this was one of the most convincing faces that they had seen in a photograph taken at the Whaley house. And as I stated earlier, this area is where the gallows were located before the house was built. What do you think of this image?
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Now Taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is Taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
I got one comment from one anonymous user who believes she caught the apparition of the young girl who died from poisoning on camera. The mom was taking pictures of her daughter in the kitchen and dining room area of the home, and something weird showed up on camera. Upon closer look, it appeared to show a little girl with a bay blue dress with ruffles. Two photographs was taken, which you can find on my website, thescarecast.com, showing the blue dress girl in two different places, very faint and hard to make out. It was only after these photographs were taken that they would find out that a little girl had died in that very area from accidental poisoning. The dining room has been described as having a heavy filling, and inducing feelings of anger in some visitors. Interestingly, I received a video from Jennifer Armas at poisonivy.11, who claimed to have caught an orb while also in the dining room Now notice that if you watch the video, the orb moves much faster than the pan of the camera. She also noticed a shadow-like glare against the wallpaper that preceded the orb caught on video. Apparently, she sells homes and I've captured a ton of orbs and figures and images in the past. Now, I want to cover a story someone told me that also took place in the same dining room, which was a crazy experience at the Whaley House. The story came from Monica Herrera, who commented on my post. We experienced a crazy event there like maybe 8 years ago that they had to shut the house down for the day. I do believe this is very much real. We never went back after that day. I was curious what happened, so I sent her a message and this is what she told me. So we went to check it out. It was three of my daughters, a friend, and my son. And we started the tour. We saw the courtroom and we walked into the store and then the kitchen or dining room area. They were telling us a story of the little girl, I think. And then out of nowhere, a man that was there with his family falls forward into his daughter. And he gets up with the strangest look on his face and says, "I'm fine." He has this very sinister look, and as they're walking him out to get some air, he falls forward again, but this time, we were all looking at him, and everybody that was in the room said that it looked like his body had been pushed the way that his body jerked. He had hit the front of his head to the point that it started bleeding, and at that moment, my daughter starts to say that she is not feeling well and faints and starts to sweat. Her color turns pale as a ghost. And when she wakes up from her faint, she says she felt like her neck was being choked. The people giving the tour then decided that they were going to shut down the house. And that lasted for an hour. When we exited from the back, we're standing there kind of trying to gather ourselves up from what had happened, and we look up at the window, and there was a shadow of a lady wearing lace with like a weird drip on the front of the gown for the longest time. My son refused to go back in after that hour when they let us back in. We had spoke to the guy and asked what happened, and he said that he had this odd feeling come over him that he had never experienced anything like before, and that he didn't have any health issues. When we went back in, we were in the room where they had a little playhouse, and my daughter felt someone yank her hair. Now that was quite the most violent experience I read of the Whaley House. After believing she initially deleted the photographs associated with their visit, I was in luck. Monica was able to find the photos. Now, one photo is during the day, where you don't see anything, and the other ones are the ones right after the incident. According to Monica, if you zoom in, you'll see a face, and in another, you'll see the outline of two other faces. Do you see it? Or could this be some reflection from the window? Let me know what you think. According to Monica, the story they told us, if I can remember, is that the girl tried twice to end her own life. Now could this be a capture of Violet? The girl who committed suicide? Whose apparition is often encountered on the second floor? You let me know what you think. Monica messaged me again with more details on her experience. My daughter reminded me that on the way home in the car, there was a very strong scent of a cigar. A month ago, we were all talking about that incident with my daughter's friend because she said she wanted to return, and I was like, no way. That day was too intense. And we all felt that something followed us back, because we often hear loud dragging noises in the house. And a friend saw a lady with a little girl on the banister of my home. I do have to tell you, we lived in Whittier, and the house was built in 1918. And we all, except for my husband, felt things and saw things. So, possibly that could be what's in our home. I did the mistakes of bringing old books from that home. But who knows? Maybe it could be from the Whaley house, or maybe the old Whittier house. Now moving forward, I got a comment from another anonymous user who stated, back in April 2018, my family and I visited. I took a lot of pictures, but didn't look at many of them until we got back home the next night. And in exactly one picture, one I took of an upstairs bedroom, there was a black and white, I don't know how to describe it, a black and white smudge. My wife turned the contrast all the way up, and it almost looks like curtains. It runs the entire length of the right side of the picture. And all I know is that I was the only person in the immediate area when I took that picture. And whatever that thing was or is, wasn't visible when I snapped the picture. It definitely creeped us out. Now, a lot of users claimed that every room had a different energy to it. However, someone claimed that the heaviest energy in the house was the courtroom, which another user stated that the room hosted an energy vortex, where visitors have experienced sudden temperature drops and feelings of unease, much more than other rooms. A former volunteer reported always feeling on the verge of fainting in the courtroom, describing difficulty breathing and discomfort. And according to one source from lastadventurer.com, the energy vortex is specifically in the jury box area of the courtroom. So, what is an energy vortex? In the context of hauntings, an energy vortex is believed to be a concentrated area of paranormal activity that acts as a gateway between our physical world and the spiritual realm. These vortexes are thought to have unique properties that facilitate supernatural phenomena and ghostly encounters. I also got word from another anonymous user who stated, we went 2 years ago, and my daughter, who was 15 at the time, was the one who was experiencing weird things, telling us she felt a burning sensation on her neck. And when we looked, there was a small scratch where there wasn't one before, in the room where the beam was used for the hanging. In the theater room, my wife took a picture of my daughter's face, sitting right next to her, and when we looked at it, it looked like another face superimposed itself on my daughter's. When I asked him more about this photograph, he mentioned that the first pic shown is just a picture of his daughter in front of the Whaley house. The second picture, he states, does not look quite like her. His wife remembers taking the photo and said the phone camera was totally still, and his daughter was just sitting in a daze staring out the window, not towards the camera, as shown in the photograph. What do you all think this is? Some weird camera glitch? How could she be looking at the camera and the pictures when she was looking out the window? Another anonymous user who also captured a blurry photo stated, was sitting down in front of the stage and took a picture of the stage. There was a blurry swirl on the chair on the stage that showed up in the picture. And then I got a migraine, which is rare. And then I started feeling nauseous and I had to leave. I got back to my room and threw up. This user claims that the images were taken in rapid succession, and the second one is blurry, but she was sitting down and not moving around. Now, this image seems to be very close to what happened in the prior image of the daughter, who was apparently not looking at the camera. How does perfectly still images result in such blurry captures? Another anonymous user sent me a photograph taken during a tour of the home, which they did not realize until the day after, when reviewing photos, that they caught something very unusual. In this picture is a dark black figure. The user claims that he wasn't sure if it was someone passing, but they took three pictures, and the others did not show this figure. I was able to get the picture taken before the dark shadow figure popped up, but I'm intrigued to hear, what do you all think of this image? Now, I feel this next set of photographs is perhaps the most chilling. Here's what another anonymous user told me. We took the paranormal tour at night. I am clairvoyant, and I felt a female presence, and the tour guide said, take a picture. So right behind me was this woman in the picture. We are on the second floor, and there's also a second one from the same night. She is also in the window. According to the user, the first image appears to show a face and an arm. They took another picture of the same area, and this apparition does not show up. The second photo is really eerie, as it looks like a full apparition as clear as day, and it really gave me the creeps. There was even an experience by another user, Joan Holt, who claimed that her and her niece were taking pictures outside the Whaley house near a tree, and they caught something weird on camera. In two photographs taken, they believe they caught a picture of a ghostly figure, to which they don't believe could have been fog or mist. In one pic, there is a grayish figure. In the second photograph, there appears to be a black mass. I'd love to hear what you all think of these images. One chilling account was also posted by Tracy, who stated, we did a ghost tour there, and my EMF reader went off, so I took pictures in the downstairs hallway. I saw a little girl ghost peeking around the wall, with Shirley Temple-type curly hair in my photo. The tour also included voice recordings, where we asked Mrs. Whaley questions in her kitchen. I ask, hi, Mrs. Whaley, do you like visitors being here? My question was the only one from the group that got a response, and she said in a quiet voice, I like it. Unfortunately, when I asked Tracy for the picture, it was not available, given this happened around 10 years ago. Hopefully once she finds it, I can show you all the picture. So make sure you all stay on the lookout for this photograph. Now, these tragic events and experiences I have gotten from different listeners, combined with the property's dark history as a former execution site, have cemented the Whaley House as one of America's most haunted locations. Now operating as a museum, the Whaley House continues to attract ghost hunters and curious visitors. Its reputation as a paranormal hotspot has been reinforced by numerous investigations and media coverage. The U.S. Department of Commerce has even listed it as an authentic haunted house. Have you had a chance to visit this infamous haunted house? There is also another nearby haunt that apparently Yankee Jim is also spotted in, and that is the El Campo Santo Cemetery, which I will be talking about on another episode of the Scarecast Files. given that place has a lot of content to discuss. Well, that's all for this episode. Thanks for listening, and I would appreciate it if you would leave a rating and a review on your preferred podcast destination, and also share to others that enjoy this sort of content. Please follow me on Instagram at TheScareCast to stay up to date on my podcast and to also enjoy more content that I cannot put out on the podcast. You can also message me on Instagram or email me at mike@thescarecast.com in case you have any scary stories or experiences you want to share. And remember, you can always stay anonymous. As always, be safe out there, and until next time.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made. And from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.